We turn now to Baghdad, where today four separate roadside bomb attacks killed at least 19 people. The deadliest bombing killed 10 people and wounded scores in a busy market. The violence continues despite a U.S. operation in Baghdad to try to stop sectarian violence that claims around 100 lives every day.
We're going to bring you an update next on four major investigations of U.S. troops who fought in Iraq. Two of these cases involve soldiers from the Army's 101st Airborne Division. The other two involve the U.S. Marines. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman has been following them all and joins us now. And Tom, let's start with the Army cases here. Remind us what U.S. soldiers are accused of doing.
Well, in both Army cases, we have hearings going on now in Baghdad, and those hearings will determine whether these cases go forward with courts-martial. In the first case involves something that happened in May 9th, north of Baghdad, at Tharthar Lake on a remote island. And the allegations are that four soldiers shot and killed three Iraqi prisoners, and the soldiers claim that the prisoners attacked them and tried to run away. The prosecutors claim they were killed in cold blood. And the second case involves probably one of the more disturbing of all the cases we've seen, and that involves the rape and murder of a 14-year-old girl and murders of three members of her family in the town of Mahmoudiya, just south of Baghdad, in March. Those hearings are also going on in Baghdad, involving five soldiers, and a sixth soldier, former soldier, was arrested a couple of months back. He will face charges in federal court later this year.
What are these hearings like? Are these like a trial?
Well, it's really the military's equivalent of a civilian grand jury, and what they try to determine whether there's enough evidence to go forward with a full-blown trial court-martial.
Have any of the U.S. troops accused, whose evidence is now being reviewed in these public hearings, come up with a strong defense for the charges against them?
It's hard to say. The case involving this island in Tharthar Lake, the soldiers claim these Iraqis attacked them, one with a knife, one with his fists, and then ran away. The soldiers also say that they were ordered by their colonel to kill all military-aged men during this raid. As far as...
Wait a minute, are they saying both that it was self-defense and that they were ordered to murder
people?
That's
right. That's exactly right. The colonel who supposedly gave this order denies giving it.
So those are the Army cases. Then there are the Marine cases that are also being looked into.
That's right. There were two Marine cases. One took place last November in the town of Haditha, and that involved the deaths of 24 Iraqis, including 11 women and children. And this all started when some Marine Humvees rolled into town, and the last Humvee was hit by a roadside bomb, killing one Marine, injuring two others. And then the Marines say they were taking fire from nearby houses. And in the middle of this also, a taxi cab pulled up with five Iraqis inside. It looked suspicious. They ordered the Iraqis out, and those five Iraqis also died. And again, they claim they were taking fire from the houses, but I'm told that investigators have some pretty serious photographic evidence. For example, they have pictures of the cab, which shows five men perpendicular to the cab and all shot dead. Mm. So the investigators say they were not running. They were all killed right next to the cab.
So that's the Haditha case. And then there's the other case involving the Marines in Hamdaniya, where a Marine lieutenant is now implicated.
Right. Well, the Marine lieutenant will be implicated, we're told, this week. He'll be charged with assault. And that he's part of a unit that 2 weeks before this Iraqi was killed, they will be charged with assaulting another Iraqi man. And that's the first officer we've seen charged in any of these cases, and of course raises questions of leadership issues and command relations and so forth.
Tom Bowman, as you talk to the sources that you've dealt with for years and years there at the Pentagon, are you getting a sense of whether military officers think they're facing some isolated incidents here or a widespread pattern?
You know, they don't know, and they've been wrestling with that now since these charges came out in all these cases in early May. It's uncertain whether we're seeing more incidents here or whether they're just being more aggressive at looking into these incidents. But what we do know is that the day-to-day ground commander in Iraq, Lieutenant General Peter Corelli, has been very, very concerned about the deaths of civilians. And he realizes you'll never defeat an insurgency by roughing up the population, that you need the population to go out and find the bad guys.
Okay, that's NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Tom, thanks very much.
Thank you.